So the epistle for the fourth Sunday in Advent is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Brethren, let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and the dispensers of the mysteries of God. Here now it is required among the dispensers that a man be found faithful. But to me it is a very small thing to be judged by you or by man's day, but neither do I judge my own self. For I am not conscious to myself of anything, yet am I not hereby justified? But he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore judge not before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise from God. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 3. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and Philip his brother tetrarch of Etruria, and the country of Trachonitis, and Lysanias tetrarch of Abilene, under the high priest Annas and Caiaphas, the word of the Lord came to John, the son of Zachary, in the desert. And he came into all the country about the Jordan, preaching the baptism of penance for the remission of sins, as it is written in the book of the sayings of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways plain, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Please be seated. Come, O Lord, and do not delay. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. We have reached this last Sunday of Advent, so Christmas is right around the corner for us. We know that our Lord is nigh. And therefore, in some ways, we anxiously await for him to come. We wait with, obviously, a joy of the Savior coming to us. So we can ask ourselves the question, are we ready for that? You know, the gradual of the Mass tells us, come, O Lord, and do not delay. But it continues on and says, forgive the sins of thy people, Israel. And so with that, we see both sentiments of being ready for our Lord to come, yet realizing that we may not be as prepared as we should be. So therefore, have we heeded the voice of the one crying in the wilderness? It's interesting to see some of the spiritual authors will say with the wilderness itself. Through this wilderness, it says the sinners form that wilderness because they don't listen to this heeding from St. John the Baptist. They don't listen to the voice to prepare themselves for the coming of the Savior. And so from that, they say the wilderness itself bears no fruit. And so we know, obviously, St. John was such a major figure in trying to prepare us in this season of Advent. And he tells, you know, reminds us of the fact, do penance for the kingdom of God is at hand. But also we can reflect on another, we can say, powerful patron who helps to introduce the Christ child, St. Thomas the Apostle, you know, Doubting Thomas. His feast is the last before Christmas on the calendar itself. And in some ways, how fitting that is, because I would say St. Thomas is someone very necessary for us. Because from that, remember obviously with St. Thomas, he was not there when our Lord came to the apostles. And so he said, if I don't have an opportunity to place my hand, you know, in his side, touch his wounds, I will not believe that you had seen him. And so for us, we reflect on the fact that, yes, we prepare for the coming of the Christ child. We prepare every year, you know, spiritually in our souls, but we don't see our Lord coming. And so from that, yes, it's sometimes maybe difficult for us to believe, to have hope in the Christ child that comes in this season. And so we have to try to prepare ourselves spiritually every year. And so also when our Lord comes, he comes as a child. So he comes in a true humility as an infant instead of as, you know, a king, a full-blown king. But he comes to us as this infant, and he comes also in the silence of the night. We know, we reflect on the fact of there was no place for our Lord, so he had to go to a stable where the animals were, just in order to be born. But that symbolism that shows to us again of how many people would reject our Lord, how many people reject our Lord even to this day. And so therefore, sometimes, yes, it can try our faith. We look at the world around us. We question, where is God? How come God does not take more of an active part as we see the world crumbling around us? And so from that, we see St. Thomas is given to us as a model, as a help to us, you know, to strengthen our faith. And that is something as we wind down now this time period of Advent. We've seen the prophecies about our Lord. Just even today, we see the references of Isaiah the prophet. And so, yes, we see all of these different things. We read that in sacred scripture. We understand that. But then the practical application of everyday life for us, it can be difficult. It can be a struggle. It can be, you know, hard for us. And that is where then our faith needs to be strengthened during these time periods. As we prepare ourselves for this great feast, well, yes, the preparation is more than just the material level. I mean, yes, we can look around and see how beautiful the church looks. And that is a means to try to help to prepare the inside for us. Of, yes, the external we look at, it gives us the opportunity then to help us to also to take care and to, in a sense, to clean, to prepare our soul for this important feast. Because we know that our Lord came into this world in order to save this world. And so that is why he comes. He comes in the middle of the night, in the darkness of the night, because of sin. That he is this light that is shed to help people to see. To see and to follow. And so that is where then you have St., you know, John the Baptist crying out to these people, trying to help them to make straight the path. And yet so many people either veered off the path or they didn't even follow, they didn't even come to the path. And that's where we see even in the last gospel of the Mass talking about that the people stay in darkness. Even though the light came, the light was here for them, they stay in that darkness. And whether it's out of pride that they don't want to follow, whether it's out of ignorance, they don't understand. But so many people stay in that darkness. And we can say the darkness of sin. And so that's why I say St. Thomas is a great example for us, a great model for us as we try to prepare our soul for this great feast. I mean, here you have St. Thomas, who was with our Lord for 3 years, 3 years in his public life. And for him, he says, unless I see him, unless I can touch him, I'm not going to believe. I'm not going to believe you that you've seen him. And so, yes, his reference, doubting Thomas, until he can see, until he can touch our Lord, until he can feel our Lord, and then he believes. And then we know St. Thomas goes out as a great missionary, gives his life for our Lord. But that was the strengthening that he needed. That was the help to his faith that he needed. And so it's important for us then to take advantage of this great feast. You know, the feast of St. Thomas, to think about how the church places that so close to Christmas. And again, Holy Mother, the church does not just randomly select where the feasts are. There are reasons behind it for us to contemplate, to think about, to take advantage of. And so that is where then for St. Thomas, he will believe in our Lord after he sees him. And so we don't have that opportunity. We trust in Almighty God's words. We believe in the Christ child. And this is coming again to the same world that has rejected him not only physically, But then, as I say, spiritually, and that reference that we see in the last gospel, or even when you look at St. John the Baptist, the spiritual authors again refer to him as a voice crying in the wilderness because it was like he was crying out and no one heard him. No one followed. No one listened. Certainly some did. But we can also see how many people rejected our Lord. They reject him, like I say, out of pride, out of ignorance, whatever it may be, or wanting to stay in their sin, staying in that darkness. And so, yes, we come to these last couple of days before the great feast of Christmas. Are we prepared? Are we ready? Well, take advantage of praying to St. Thomas, asking for the increase of faith, having a strong faith in our Lord. Even amidst all the struggles and the difficulties that we see in our world around us, maybe in our own life, let us ask for that strong faith. Because again, for us, we have to see with the eyes of our faith. It will not be seeing our Lord physically present before us. It is something that requires a strong faith from us. So as I say, pray to St. Thomas, pray to St. John the Baptist, and certainly turn to the Mother of God. You know, as she carried our Lord, and that she brings the Savior of mankind into this world, knowing full well of what he would have to suffer later on. And yet she willingly accepted all of these things to be the Mother of God. Let us turn to them and then certainly take advantage of when our Lord comes to the creche itself to pray and ask for that increase of faith in our own life. Of that we will follow then what our Lord had said to St. Thomas, blessed are they that have not seen, yet believe. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.